Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Megalodon shark roamed the oceans, scaring and chewing everything to pieces long after the dinosaurs were wiped out by the great meteorite. We know that it was the largest and most dangerous hunter that ever lived, as well as the biggest shark. It was the king of all seas, swimming freely between most parts of the ocean. But then, about 2.5 million years ago, the last of its kind disappeared from Earth forever, leaving only huge teeth to be found by modern archaeologists. And it could be because of the great white sharks. The megalodon is usually described as a sort of gigantic version of this marine animal. This is a common misconception people make because these creatures were thought to be related. In fact, the meg looked more like a modern bull shark. It had a short snout, a flat lower jaw, and long and massive pectoral fins that supported its weight. And what's more important, the ancestors of today's great whites existed at the same time as the megalodon. But with great size comes great clumsiness, although the meg was huge and powerful.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
It was also not as nimble as the smaller and quicker great white sharks. Researchers believe that great whites actually rivaled with the megalodon for food and were often more successful hunters thanks to their agility. They couldn't fight the meg openly, but were fast enough to steal its food. So, the only food left for the megalodon were whales and equally big marine animals. Adult megs could easily catch such beasts, but their offspring were much smaller and more vulnerable than their parents. Scientists believe other sharks could have used this to their advantage. While the megalodon was still little, it often became a meal for great whites, bull, and tiger sharks. Even then, a great white shark could be almost 20 feet long, while a megalodon pup was typically twice as small. A pretty easy meal for a great white. But even if there had been no open confrontation between young megalodons and smaller adult sharks, meg pups wouldn't have been able to find food for themselves to grow to adulthood. The population of other sharks was growing, and they were rivaling with each other and the megs for food. The more great whites and other sharks there were, the less food remained for the young monster sharks. Eventually, they would have simply starved. As if this wasn't enough for the megalodon to cease to exist, their favorite big munch, the whales, began to adapt to changing conditions on Earth. The meg was a warmth-loving shark, and it was abundant in tropical and subtropical waters. When they first evolved, about 20 million years ago, the climate on the planet was much milder. Both land and seas were generally warmer, and so the meg could swim and eat wherever it pleased. As years went by, the climate went on changing, though. It became extremely cold closer to the poles, and lots of marine animals and fish had to adapt to this temperature shift. But the megalodon didn't cope as well. It still loved warm waters, so it stayed where it felt comfortable, even if that area was shrinking. What it didn't realize was that whales were among those who became okay with the cold. The big marine mammals went further north, and Meg was left without a supper.